Jill Ressler, CEO for Minnesota Pork.
Jill, it's the final day of Farm Fest, so you've had a couple of days already to talk to visitors about issues important to them, and certainly it's not just during Farm Fest that you hear from pork producers about priorities, but what's the feedback been like this week?
Yeah, you know, Farm Fest is really a unique opportunity for us to connect with politicians and, quite honestly, people in more the row crop farming side of the business. Because there's a handful of pig farmers at Farm Fest, but quite honestly, the real value proposition for us is reaching those other audiences. So a few key things that we've been talking about this week is the work that we're doing in the sustainability space. Minnesota pig farmers have a tremendous story to share as it relates to sustainability. So we're talking with farmers about that, especially in this context, you know, the value of manure as a fertilizer, right? So that's been a big thing for us. And then also, it's such an opportunity to connect with elected officials, really, again, talking about the tax climate in Minnesota, talking about, you know, there's some MPCA proposed water regulations or fee increases that are coming down. And so, man, what a great opportunity to connect with people face to face on some of those key issues facing pork producers.
That sustainability message, and with fertilizer being so expensive, Jill, farmers may be looking for alternatives, and manure, I would think, would be maybe more cost effective, but how do you connect those farmers together to take advantage of it?
Yeah, so manure is absolutely an asset. We once used to see it as a waste, but it's absolutely an asset. So it's actually a line item on pork producers' balance sheets, right? So a lot of times it's connecting people locally with either contract growers or sow farms, making sure to apply those manure, those gallons of manure to available acres in the area. And we've done some work to actually look at the value of manure as it relates to replacing commercial fertilizer through the sustainability work that we do. And you're absolutely right. It is a value for farmers.
Talking to lawmakers this week, what did you want to make sure to communicate to them?
Yeah, so a couple of our key things were, number one, foreign animal disease preparedness. Whether that's the federal or state level, foreign animal disease preparedness is a key issue for us as we look at the Farm Bill, as we look at the state policy here in Minnesota. ASF continues to be the number one identified priority for our producers, and so making sure that we're adequately funded across the veterinary diagnostic lab, our NALN labs, that we're supporting USDA, that we're making sure the Beagle Brigade is ready to go in the event of an incident. So that's been a key topic for us. On the state side then, just really the overall tax climate. So we had some great things move through St. Paul during this last session. Unfortunately, the budget didn't get signed into law, right? So we're hopeful that we can continue to move forward on that, but we don't know for sure. So those are some of the key issues on that front. And then just the overall message on sustainability and kind of how pig farmers are contributing to both the state and national communities and the economy as a whole.
With ASF, what are you hearing as far as a vaccine?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a cautious optimism that we'll get to a vaccine. You know, we're not there yet today, but USDA and private industry has been doing a lot of work, especially in ASF positive countries. What can we learn from their lived experience that can help us be more prepared here in the United States?
This would be probably more on the checkoff side, but as you think about consumers and the impacts of inflation, everything is becoming more expensive. And when you're going to the grocery store, you know, pork, beef, red meat, but other products too. As you think about that, Jill, what are demand expectations like here as we work through this financial limbo?
Yeah. So demand for pork has remained strong. And I think pork is uniquely positioned to be a nutritious, sustainable, cost-effective protein choice for families in Minnesota and across the country. And so as we think about inflation, you know, sometimes we think about kind of the fringe benefit, the recreational things that we can't do because of added expense. But there's families in Minnesota and across the country that actually are having to make decisions in the grocery store because of inflation. Well, pork can really fill a valuable spot for those families as a safe, nutritious protein choice for those families.
Any other issues you want to make sure we talk about today?
You know, we continue to work on Proposition 12, for example. You know, the Supreme Court's hearing the case here coming up in October. Minnesota pig farmers have been very engaged in that discussion, along with National Pork Producers Council. We remain cautiously optimistic. You know, that's going to be a big deal for our industry. You know, as we look at interstate commerce, you know, we want to make sure that the market is driving production decisions, and farmers have the choice to do, not regulations being implemented in other states. So that's another key issue that we continue to watch.
Have you noticed pork producers kind of waiting to see the outcome before they maybe remodel or build?
Yeah, I think there's probably both scenarios, right? We've got some producers that maybe were in a situation, whether it was because of a barn fire or, you know, a situation in which they needed to remodel a barn, that are making, you know, facility decisions in what's the best interest of their organization at this time. But that's largely being driven by the market, not necessarily by the regulations. And so I'd say we're kind of across the board on those decisions.
I appreciate the time, Jill. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.